the characteristic of globalization is, maybe I can mention 4 points about the characteristic of this phenomenon of globalization. The first thing is speed of change. We are talking about 500,000 years of the life of the human being, according to the study of anthropologists, which 2,000 years of these 500,000 years has a calendar. If we compare today with the whole history, we cannot find any part of the history that in such a short period can a lot of change come to the life of the people. It's unbelievable the amount of change within the society. If you go to your homeland today and then after 2 years again you go and see what's going on there, you can see a lot of change in life of the people. And this is because of the diversity of production, and this is because of the creativity of production, and this is because of the companies which they are looking for money, and because they want to make money, they should bring something new for the people. Newness creates a market. If you bring the old fashioned, no one go for it. Because this is a principle in marketing. If you want to have a good market, you have to create newness in the life of the people. And it is not important for them what's going to happen to the culture of the people, what's going to happen to the behavior of the people, what's going to happen to the family, what's going to happen to the children. They want money. And because they want money, they have to create newness. And they don't have any limitation. They don't have any hesitation. No matter if that newness comes through the sex, that newness comes through the demolishing of human values, if that newness comes through any principle which can really create a crisis of identity, that's not their problem. This is the problem of the society. They do it. And that's why we have a speed of change. And a speed of change by making the system digital is more, if you like, transparency. It's more easy to consume. And day by day, the technology has created better possibility for people to change themselves, change their situation quicker than the past. And this is the technology. And I'm afraid technology doesn't have a human concern, if you like. Technology is a very cold language, very cold language, very dry language. Doesn't care about the issue of the social relationship. It doesn't care about the social problem. They don't study. They study just the marketing, how they can target the people, the consumers. They're targeting the consumers in terms of sell the products. The second characteristic of globalization products is anarchic message. We cannot see any principle in globalization products, because it's not one company, it's not one person, is not one government. Everybody have possibility to launch the message. And those who put forward more messages, they are the winner. And unfortunately, we can see that the 90% of this whole global content of the globalization is American products, American and Western messages. When I say message, I'm talking about text. In Gadamer study, when we talk about the text, we are not just talking about the written text. We are talking about whatever can influence the people. Voice, written message, music, audio, visual, whatever it can influence the people in terms of voice or writing or combination of the writing, voice and music. All these can create, all these are text and can create context. There is a significant relationship between text and context. And we are the context. And we are the victim of the text. We are the victim of what they create. And unfortunately, today you can see the movement about movement of anti-globalization, which is basically taking place through the socialists and communists. And you cannot see any movement in third world country against the globalization. And this is very sad. It means that we don't understand what's going on here. It means that our poor people, when I say poor, I don't want to offend anybody. Poorness is not just poorness in terms of economic. Poorness in the area of culture is sometimes deepest poorness than the economic poorness. If we, the agony is when we don't realize the deep of dangers of some phenomena. If we don't understand it, then it is difficult. If somebody don't know that he is facing to cancer, then it is problem, because the cancer can kill him very quickly. But if no, they know that they have a cancer. Believe me or not, when I saw the Indonesian society, I could see the cancer all over the Indonesian society, because they weren't Indonesian. And if you go to, I had a long email about the Arab MTV, that many Arab teenagers today, they don't like indigenous Arab music. Even if they like it, I don't want to legitimize the Arab music. But what I'm saying is, they don't like their history, their indigenous culture. They're going towards what is created by rock music, which, as I said, is anarchy. It doesn't have any principle. You cannot establish any principle according to these messages. The third and fourth characteristic of globalization is a bit more general one. And I think it is important to understand it, that these changes in the area of religious values, if you see one teenager, one young person, he doesn't care about religion anymore, or he or she don't practice religion properly. This is not because of ideological change. This is what Turner said, that these changes is non-cognitive. They are not practicing religion because they have been convinced by other ideology. They don't practice religion because they like another religion. No, this is not cognitive. This is not according to the rationality or rational processing. This is because their life has been dominated by something else. Because their everyday life has been dominated by some non-religious issues. And this is very dangerous secularization. We have two types of secularization. One is objective secularization and one is subjective secularization. And I believe objective secularization is when the religion segregates from the law system, from the education system, and from the political system. This is important, but it is not as important as subjective secularization. Subjective secularization is when religion segregates from the mind. When the people don't have any concern about the religion, then it is very dangerous. Because when we have a religious concern, we employ religious values in our family, in our social relationship, in choosing our future direction in terms of study, in terms of employment, in terms of entertainment. Because mind is the center of body, is the center of human being. But if something can target our mind and change direction of our mind, then the danger is very serious. Although this is a positive that the demobilization doesn't have cognitive influence, but gradually it can create a cognitive change. But this change is not changing from one religion to other religion. It's changing from religion to non-religion. It's changing from religion, it's changing from values to non-values. You can see that the sign of this phenomenon in young generation today. They are sharp, they are organized in terms of money making. They don't care, I mean, they don't offense the religious values, but they don't care about it. They say, I have some plan for future. I want to make good money. And I want to have good entertainment. I want to have a good leisure time, entertainment. These things is working now. Because continuously Hollywood is legitimizing this sort of principle. Because in this such a direction, you can see more consumption. And this is all about. If the people practice religious values, and they are very modest people, they can live with very simple material. They don't need to refurbish the life all the time. They are refurbishing the heart. They don't want us to refurbish the heart. They want us to refurbish our houses, which I don't have any objection about that. But what I'm saying is this is not the main concern of the life. Yes, we need something to make the quality of life better. And we need some changes in our life, but some changes. Not all the time we're facing to changes and changes. Changes without evolution. This is not perfection, if you like. Many changes doesn't have perfection. It don't bring us from the worst situation to the better situation. It's vice versa. The fourth characteristic of globalization is the locality of changes. When I say geolocality, geolocalization is a concept which Robertson, one of the major scholars in the area of globalization, bring it in the academic world. Geolocalization is talking about geolocal and global. We have one global, geolocal environment and one global environment. And these two is influencing our life. In the past, in traditional society, it was just local. It was just indigenous culture which is had some influence in our life. But today, it is a global. When I say global, I mean transnational culture. Culture from abroad.